Julie Herbst.
One of my biggest takeaways from this convention came from having some time with Bruce Wilkinson. Kurt and Jackie Beavers organized a really special leadership breakfast at the conference for the 39 Club members and above in their group, and I just want to thank them because I experienced so many light bulb moments hearing Bruce Wilkinson share. He compared what we do, recruiting and building a team, to how seeds are sown. And he said, first of all, we have to go to the dirt to do our business. Our business is in the dirt. So this morning, I challenged my team to go to the dirt, and he said, and there at the dirt, we are going to plant seeds. Number one, some of the seeds that we plant are going to fall by the wayside, and these are the seeds that the birds come and devour. These are the people that really don't want our product or our business, but maybe there are people in our life that we want it for so badly. And he said, some of us refuse to let any of these seeds fall by the wayside. We become obsessive about it. And he said, farmers don't worry about the seeds that fall by the wayside. So why do we do this? Our anguish is not going to make a seed grow. So that's number one. And I think sometimes relating this to our business, these are the people that we love, and we want this a lot more for them than they want it for them. And in the energy that we expend on these wayside seeds, we could be going out and finding 10 or 20 other seeds. Okay, number two is some of the seeds are going to fall into stony places, and they don't have enough dirt underneath them, so there's no root system. These are the people that often are gushing emotionally. When they hear about Juice Plus or this business, they just think this is the answer to all of their problems. This is going to solve all of their problems. So they spring up immediately. Maybe there's some initial incredible activity, but they are like a firecracker. As soon as the sun comes out, it scorches them and they go away. And isn't this heartbreaking for us? But it shouldn't be heartbreaking, he said. He said, we have to be stronger than that and not expend so much emotional energy when this happens. There are two reasons these stony seeds actually go away. Number one is persecution. They just don't have the root system to handle the negativity that comes very often. And sometimes this is a negative spouse, maybe another family member or close friend. Maybe they see something negative on the internet and they just can't get over it. Number two, it's tribulation, just getting rejected over and over and over. So persecution and tribulation are two of the biggest reasons these stony seeds are just not going to survive. Number three, some of the seeds fall among thorns. And actually, eventually, these thorns do come up and choke them. And this is a slower process. You know, these are people who do get started in the business, but for one reason or another, they get discouraged. And sometimes it's just because of the cares of this world. Maybe it's something that happens with their family, or it's an illness. Number two, maybe it's deceitfulness of riches. We have somehow overpromised and under-delivered with them, and this is such a good point here. And I love the fact that NSA starts with 500 a month, 1,000 a month, so that we are under-promising. Number three, the pleasures of life. Sometimes these people just are choosing television, or they're choosing, you know, other life things just over this business, and that's okay, but we have to realize that that's what's happening. And he said, with these people who fall among thorns, we need to ask them, do you want to work through this? Because we can. We can work through those thorns, but we can't experience false guilt once again over this. We have to disengage from that. And then number four, the seeds that fall on good ground. And this is really what we are looking for. We are looking for these solid seeds. And we have to, these are the seeds that we're going to pour ourselves into. It's like David Beaver says, the power of five. We're going to pour ourselves into five good people. And, you know, we may have to go through 100 people to find the 3 to 5 who are going to be our strong lines. And that's why it's good to realize that there are wayside seeds and stony seeds and the seeds that are going to fall among the thorns, because we have to get past those and not expend so much emotional energy. Our emotional energy is priceless, and we only have so much of it. So we want to find that team. And I love how he said Jesus was selective about who he chose. He looked for like-minded people. You know, the fishermen, that's who he went to. They were like him. Those were the people that he wanted to recruit, to get his message out. And actually, he built a team of 12, but do you know that only really three of them were the ones that helped him get this message to the world? So we really are looking for those three, the big three. And we have to watch our responses to people. We can't get emotional. We have to guard our emotional energy because we have a big job to do. We want to keep going so that we can find the people like us who really, really want this business. I love how Wendy has taught us you're a blessing whether you do a little bit or a lot, because we don't have expectations of people. But what we have to do is we have to focus on finding and working with the people who really want this.